Te Awanui Reader joins us for a corridor as well. Wonderful Kai Waiata under the performance name of Awa, and you'll know his voice from the Nietzschean Mystic Sounds of yesteryear. He is behind an anime competition, which I didn't know too much about, but it's seemingly a Japanese term derived from the English word animation. And Te Awanui is involved with this kaupapa in the hope that it can encourage more of our rangatahi to get vaccinated. A warm welcome to you, Te Awanui. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thank you for having me on, and what a wonderful introduction.
Kia ora, mate. It's nice to talk with you again. Hey, I was just speaking with Chelsea Winstanley. They're looking for singers with te reo Māori skills, bro, for The Lion King. You better get out of go.
Yes, thank you. I love that movie too, but I'm not sure my real tuna for to be in the ranks of those fellas. But it's an exciting time in terms of our storytelling, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
And I'm pleased to see you recording in te reo Māori too. As well as many of our kai waiata across the motu are, some of them with perhaps limited te reo Māori skills, but translating their waiata into te reo Māori with the support of the likes of Timothy and Henawehi, you know, gaining the confidence to give us a double banger. And have you been enjoying that style? The Waiata Anthems album allowed us to hear songs we're familiar with the singers singing in te reo Māori. Have you been enjoying that kaupapa, Awa?
No, I think we're on. I think we have some really awesome momentum with the old journey for Aotearoa, and this is a really awesome part of it. Actually, I'm a second language learner. I went to uni in my 30s to go and learn te reo, and fortunately, my cousin, Dr. Vinny Olsen Reader, is up there, and he said, "Come on, cuz, you gotta learn the reo properly." So I was like, "That's the oldest fellow in the class," but and it was scary, and it was uncomfortable, and awkward, and really challenging. But one of the best decisions I've made in my life, and I did that just part time and amongst mahi and everything else. Our tamariki go to Kohanga Reo and Kura Kaupapa. And, you know, for me, it was more just, and maybe this is the high achiever in me, you know, you want to be the man at it. But it's languages are a lifelong journey. And so I'm just happy to be able to have, you know, whakawhiti kōrero with whānau now, with my kaumātua and my dad and my kids. For me, very simple. I won't be on the pipe by any time in this lifetime, but that's one step in the right direction for our tamariki to see that, and for our hapori to see that, and be proud of us, and just understanding that, you know, it is scary, and you know, we feel like we don't have the time, but we do. We've got to take the jump, just like anything, and we will find a way. You know, there's somebody who studies part time, who a company, who has three children and still does the art. So you can do it, but it just takes a bit of effort and a bit of sacrifice.
Hey, you speak for both of us. Thanks for that. Exactly the same. I felt exactly the same in the classroom. I was the oldest guy. Actually, I wasn't the oldest guy in our class, but even so, you know, tauira hoha, hoi anō, you know, te timata o te haerenga reo, paira wātu, mahi uawa. Now, Te Awanui, what are you doing now, and how did you get involved with this role of an anime competition? Am I pronouncing that right?
Anime. Yeah, you're pronouncing it perfectly, bro. So
it should be anime, ne?
Anime. So that's just the Japanese for animation. My background, I mean, a lot of people know me for the music and the arts and broadcasting and that kind of thing, which is awesome. But aside from that, my background is actually business marketing and strategy design. So I have a company in Wellington called Big River Creative, and we help government agencies do research, tell their story, and design strategy for their campaigns, particularly their marketing campaigns or their comms messaging for Māori and Pasifika communities. If we know they underserve us in pretty much every sector. So it's important we have our people there at the table designing this for us with our people centered and our farmers centered. Make sure that we're trying to get across as landing as innovative and as fun and as tricky, just like we are. So that's what I do. And fortunately, you know, I've got a really awesome team, Māori. We've done really well, just been approved as an all of government food supplier for design and advertising. So, you know, it was scary jumping into this. I'd always wanted to do it. As a young fella, I wanted to be the guy working for Saatchi & Saatchi. But now I have my own Saatchi & Saatchi that is, you know, that comes from a Te Ao Māori worldview, with highly experienced in people working alongside me. And, you know, I love what I do. When, you know, what drives me are our tamariki. When I look at my kids, I go, I've got to help these government agencies, because if they don't get it right, it's going to impact my own children. That's an easy driver for me to get up in the morning and do what I do. And as part of that, I'm working alongside the Ministry of Development to design some creative and fun to Gene for our rangatahi who are just the kura. They don't know what to be because so much misinformation out there. They've seen conflicts within their own whānau, with those who are vaxxed and those who aren't, those who are hesitant. And all of those whakaaro are valid, take it by data, but I guess as a father, and as someone who cares for my people, I'm on, you know, I'm always about what you got to do to be as safe as you got to be. And so for me, as someone who is vaccinated, I want to encourage that for our whānau, and I want them to be as safe as possible so that they can enjoy their lives. We can travel, we can go and do the things that we love to do. Be alive to do that.
Fair enough. And so this anime competition comes with a prize, I guess. What are you asking people to do, Owa?
So we're, as part of that, we're designing, how we got to here too, is that I'm working with friends of mine. Let me lay some context. I'm working with two good friends of mine, Jamie McCaskill, an award-winning playwright and actor, and an up-and-coming emerging director called Brandon Te Moananui, and we're actually producing Aotearoa's first anime with one of the big studios over there. So that one is on its way. The government were like, can your team help us do this? I was like, yeah, let's make an anime. And so what I did is, I didn't want to take it to Tokyo though. It here. I got on my good friend Jacob Luamanuvaisua, who's the head facial animator at Weta. When we think of Marvel, when we think of Thanos and the X-Men, the guy, he's the top guy. So, and he's a good friend of mine. So we came up with this idea, and we wanted to create a superhero for Te Ao Māori, Te Ao Pasifika, and have a wahine toa leading this. So it's a young girl called Ina, and she's helping her friends navigate like for us in Aotearoa, and addressing all of those concerns like anxiety. Very simple. We're not trying to save the world. We're just trying to acknowledge anxiety and the mamai out there and the concern and worry and let them know that, look, we understand it's okay to feel this way, and there is support available, and we will get you through. So that's what we decided to come up with. I thought, hey, let's run a competition and see if one of our whānau want to voice one of the characters. This could be quite cool. We ran this competition, and all they had to do was use the hashtag dots. And some people really love it, and some people go, oh man, don't call me bots, don't call me a name. But the reason why we use don't be bots shots is because there's a lot of thing that people do research, but you know, our privilege, Dale, we know how to research, we know how to think critically, information, and it's a privilege that we have, but not all of our whānau have that. But we've also got to call out who are just talking tikka a little bit. And, you know, all good, but if you're trying to be a eats about it, then, you know, just vaccinated, be informed, and be healthy. So that's what we thought, and it's gone quite well. So move into launching this anime at the end of, in the next 2 weeks, we will switch that slogan, and then it's about Afi. It's about for me, and for Aotearoa. So understanding and acknowledging that individual choice, which people are so concerned about, you want to tautoko that, you have individual choice, but it's also for us, a whānau, us as a hapuri, us as a kura, us as a mahi, for Aotearoa whānui. So, you know, understanding that our impact, we also impact others with that choice, trying to be as compassionate and as loving as we can be with that, because I would hate another person's whānau and you know, to the detriment of their health. So that's how I look at it, and he whakaaro Māori tērā.
Well, it's a good kaupapa, and thanks for sharing some kōrero with it. I'll be looking forward to seeing that anime.